V'hoye b'yoymahu yitaka b'shoyfe gadol. Uvo oivdim mi'aretz Ashur v'anidochem b'aretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachol Hashem v'arkoyde b'sholayim. So, there's a shoyfe gadol, which is the shoyfe that eventually will be blown as the gula, and that shoyfe is known as a shoyfe gadol. It's contrasted with the Shofar Katan, which is the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, the distinction is not in size simply, in the sense that this is more important, less important. When it says Shofar Gadol, there's something absolute about its being Gadol, and the Shofar of the Geula Sida is that Shofar. And to understand what our Shofar is and what that Shofar is, Shofaris in the Shemoneh Esrei combines both the Shofar b'Yoymahu Yitaka b'Shofar Gadol and the Shofar of today. We'll see soon that be'etzem our Shofar is meant to somehow work in tandem towards that Shofar. They work together about something. The Zohar Kodesh says that this Shofar, our Shofar Katan, awakens the Shofar Gadol. Somehow, one is an extension of the other, and we will need to understand what this Shofar Gadol is, and what is its unique property other than just being a bigger geula, more of a geula. In the pasuk, it says Yitaka b'Shofar Gadol. The word Yitaka doesn't have the subject, and the Sifri points that out. The Sifri says, "Avol enia demitokeh." Yes, it's going to be. There will be blown. Talmud Loimet says, "Vashem lekim shayv yitaka," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the one that blows it. But the pshat in the pasuk, the reading in the pasuk, is it'll have by itself. It'll blow by itself. Reb Tzadik and Rishisa Lailat, so Islam and Hay, says that it's something which, even though it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow, that's what the Sifri says, but really it means it will be a type of tkia of me'atzmai. It's almost as if it will blow from itself. And he explains about why it is that Shofar Lasad Lavo, it will be almost immaterial who blows it. I'd like to try to understand it in what sense is this Shofar Gadol specifically a Yitaka? Why is the Shofar Gadol a Shofar that, so to speak, blows itself? The Ramchal in Maima Chachma speaks about the Inyan of Tekiah Shofar in the big picture of Tikkun Olam. And he says that the Shofar of it has in itself the skula to be metakin the kilkulm in the world. And therefore he says, after the Chet of Adam Rishon, Tov and Ra became totally mixed in, with the Ra being more stronger. At Matan Torah, there was a Tekiah Shofar which separated the Ra from the Tov and allowed the Tov to be stronger than it. It allowed the Tov to at least get an upper hand of some sort. However, that chizuk, that of Matan Torah, is only the beginning. Lasad Lavo, the Shofar, will have the complete nitzachin on Ra, and that will be the Gula Shleima. So Shofar itself is something that's metakin the kilkulim of Ra and the Bria. The Shofar of Matan Torah was the first tikkun. The Shofar of Lasad Lavo is going to be the second tikkun. The Shofar Gadol is going to be the second tikkun. And our Shofar really, really has in itself the qualities of both shayfers, and we start with reblowing, so to speak, being mechazik, the tkias of the shayf of Sinai, and we anticipate the tkias of Los Lavoi, of the shayf of Gadol. So really, when we look at it, we seem to think that shayfer in Matan Torah is sort of a backdrop. You know, one of the things, elements, there was the shayfer, and he says no, that the shayfer was the first tikkun, and then the shayfer itself will be the tikkun again, the Asad Lavi, meaning that it's the shayfer is the central speech. It's the central agent that produces both the tikkun, the first tikkun Matan Torah, and then the second tikkun Rigul Asad Lavi. So let's be mizbeinu a little bit in this inyan of what the shayfer accomplishes, the two elements of accomplishment which sort of dovetail with each other. They where one starts, where one ends, the other one starts, and b'may b'shayfers. Tillim, it says, Achas dibe lekim, shtayim zu shamati k'oiz lekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once, and we heard it twice. We heard it as two, and that is a description of the difference between how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and how we receive something. Chazal darshan it for many of the inyanim of like Anochi and Lohia, B'dibay Echad Nemru, Shama V'zocha B'dibay Echad Nemru, but the Ozen can't hear it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, therefore we heard it as two different things. So Chazal explained different items that were given with two expressions, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's one dibur, it's two dibur. I'd like to understand it at its most fundamental level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke twice in the Bria. He spoke Bracious, when there's Asar Mamaris, and he spoke at Matan Torah, when there's a Saras Adibris. It's one speech. Both of them are 10 statements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change anything, doesn't change his mind, doesn't repeat himself. The two Dibris, the two the proclamations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Brias Ha'olam and Matan Torah, are one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hear them as two. Once at Brias Ha'olam, we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amiris as reality. In other words, what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, what have they become? They become the Metzias, the reality that we have. The Dibris at Matan Torah are suggestions, or they are injunctions. They are, we're told what to do. And that has been imposed on the Bria. So, it's just like, for instance, let's give an example. Let's take an example. If I have a chair and one person says, I don't want you to sit in the chair, and a scientist, let's say, says nobody over 350 pounds can sit on that chair, the difference is great. The scientist tells me something that deals with reality of the chair. This chair, the way in the strength of the material and the way its support is distributed, cannot hold more than 350 pounds. It makes no difference if you bribe the scientist, if you kill the scientist. The reality is the same. Those words are a statement of the reality. If the owner doesn't like me and he says, I don't want you to sit in his chairs, you're not allowed to sit in his chair. He may have a right to tell that to me, but I could disregard it simply by being mechutzef. He could try to get police to get me off it, but there's a chance, and it's certainly not Ladov, give a small chance that I will be able to sit. So we have a type of dibur which deals with the reality, and a type of dibur that deals with an imposition on reality. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak twice. In Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke the language of science, of reality. This is Yihi Or, Tach Haaretz Desha, and so on. In Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke Tzivuyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, given the reality you have, it is best to do it this way, to do this, to this, and not to do this, and not to do this. Those are very different Diburim, and that's how we heard it. But it doesn't make sense that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there would be that discrepancy. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made it, and his words created it, so whether the word is Yior or the word is Le'sivar Eish B'chol Moshav Seichem, it should be the same. And it is the same. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzivui and Mohus is the same. One area where it's says many, the Targum says on many of the Le'sucha Lecho B'sharecha, it says you cannot eat this in by you. So the Targum says Leslach Rishu. The word you cannot should be translated as you may not eat it. That's the Targum of it. That's how you understand it. But really, the Mitzvah Torah are that you can't. Let's go back to the mashal we gave of the chair. If a person who is 350 pounds will sit down on that chair, the chair won't snap an instant, but it is snapping. It may take a minute, it may take an hour, but it is the way it's metzias. And I may not see it immediately, but it's there because that's the reality of the chair. So Ayyotza Ayin Aliyabit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created an eye. So when he says Lisasurach Vafra Mechanechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing the reality of the eye. It's one and the same. The one mitzvah where it would be similar, where the two actually blur, is the first Tzivin Aseres HaDibros, where it says Anoich Hashem Alekecha, and it was B'dibayach Namad Loyeh. Anoichi is not an injunction of you should believe, you may know, you may not know, and so on. Loyeh is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha is a statement of fact, and according to many shittas, it's a mitzvah as well. That's the one area where the mitzvah and the statement of fact are one, because it's the very sheirish of the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi and Lo'yecha are two separate tzivuyim, and therefore they are, and therefore we hear them as two separate inyanim. In reality, it's the same thing. If the real mitzvah in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no room for anything else. So, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the most fundamental belief of a Yid? It would not be that one ought to do good and a description of the nature of good, but rather a description of what the Metzias is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is Metzias, and that a Dibur that we hear as mitzvah and a dibur that we as metzias are one and the same. If we're to ask ourselves where are kilkulim, so one kilkul is we don't do the mitzvahs, we do averis, And that kilkel is even against the Seres HaDibros, and that's clear, that we hear well. There's another kilkel, much deeper and in many sense worse kilkel, where the person hears the Aveira as being something other than Metzius. For instance, a person has an opportunity to cheat, and he says, I know that there are consequences, because Hashem is all-powerful, created the world, and he's got to... But, you know, it's a geshmak way of life. Hashem Baruch Hu may not like it, but I would enjoy doing it. Is it worth it? Not worth it? That's a cheshbon ha-nefesh that the person seems to be Yirei Shamayim, but down deep, the idea that he can split the description of something as being moral versus reality is a real pagam in Amunah and how we're supposed to take the Priya. The first person that was choyte like that, if we go back to Bereishis and we're back to Adam HaRishon's first chet, the first chet of Adam HaRishon, was the oimek of the chet was not that they ate alone. Vayikra Hashem, it says, Vayishma es koil Hashem kim es halach begon ruach hayoim. They heard the koil Hashem in the gan. Vayischabe ha'odom v'ishtav ne Hashem kim es halach eitz hagan. And they hid. In other words, there was a big world there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the world, and he's very, very tough. But there are cracks that I could hide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had described the mitzvahs and aveiros as being mitzias, chayim imavis. And tul dechet, Adam HaRishon had that attitude. Their attitude was that what you can't, what you're not allowed to, you can't, and what you have to, you're compelled to do. The chet was a disobeying, and that the first, but more deeper than that, it was a whole resizing of what it is to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a big garden there. It's very similar to, you know, there's a garden and I'm hiding. It's possible to hide. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first words of Teichacha was Ayeka. What does it mean you're hiding? Where is that place that's not me? I'm the Makom of the world. Where's that place? And Adam continued. He lost the that darga that understands that placing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into within a Metzius. They heard the Kol Hashem Elokim Mishalech Bagan. They heard it within something, and they said, "Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu is within the Gan. Gan's big. I take a place. He's not bigger than the Gan, and therefore, they wedged that gap between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, so that Tzivuyim and Mitzvahs at best could only be considered impositions. Maybe rightful impositions, maybe impositions that's worthwhile keeping, but at the end of the day, it's not a description of Bria, it's a description of something that came from outside and imposed itself. On the Shofar of Matan Torah, the Shofar is the reinstatement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur in the Bria. The Shofar brings back the Dvar Hashem to the Bria. The first step, being that we will mekalkel both, side this understanding of what is, and side this understanding of what we're obligated, and more deeply, the understanding of what is and what isn't. The first tikkun is obviously to mend to do what Hashem said to do. And the Shefa of HaSinai was that tikkun. It allowed for we re-subjugated ourselves to the Tzivei Hashem, and now we live in a world of mitzvahs, of isurim and mitzvahs. That's the inyan of that shayfer of HaSinai. But that shayfer itself is misakin only the external issue that we simply didn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. But our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Bria, that wasn't misukin. The shayfer gadol is the tikkun for that. And let's understand the difference between the Shefer Katan and Shefer Gadol. Why is world Katan and one's called Gadol? If we to ask ourselves, I have two items, which is bigger and which is smaller? Another way of stating that is, which fits into which? If I have two items and one fits into the other, the one that fits in is smaller, the one that's on the outside is bigger. So, Katan versus Gadol is who includes whom. And therefore, the Shefer Katan is where it's within the Bria. The Shefer Katan has place within the Bria, and that's what it is. It's a voice within the Bria, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within the Bria, that exhorts people to do good and save from bad, and that's fine. The Shefer Gadol is the Shefer that includes all of the Bria inside itself. It means that the Kol Hashem is the big circle, and everything else exists within that circle, and nothing else has existence outside of it. It's the reason why this Shefer is going to be blown by itself, Yitaka. In other words, it says by Adam HaRishon that when Adam HaRishon walked in Gan Eden, after the Chet, every blade of grass yelled back at him, Altani Deini Regel Gaiva, don't trot on me with a haughty foot, with an arrogant foot. In other words, you have no right to use the Bria if it's not for Toiv. The whole Bria itself is there for Toiv. It's not an outside Chiyuv. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling not to step on the Esav, it's the Esav telling not to step on itself. So the Lazid Lavoi, it's the Toka Mi'atzmui means we won't hear the voice coming from Shemayim and telling the earth what to do. We're going to hear it from the earth itself. It's going to rise up from the world and tell us Hashem Elokim. The Oivdim, Beretz Ashur, Nidach Beretz Mitzrayim are lost, they're gone. And all the Shaifers are not bringing them back. Until it's Yitaka Me'atzmai. It's when the realization that Eretz Mitzrayim is not their Eretz, that there are Oivid and Nidach. When they hear that the true Metzias lies somewhere else, they will come. It says Tachnunim of Vilaim, you know, there's a matzah of schlepping people with Tachnunim. That's when an outsider comes and he sort of forces the gula on people. When it comes from within, When the blades of grass in Mitzrayim shout that we're for Mitzrayim, when the rocks in Asher shout that they're for Asher, when the nefesh of Yisrael feels itself being shayach to Alekei Yisrael, then it's a very, very different drawing there. They will be drawn to it because they will have understood the Metzias. This is the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivuyim versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. are definitely hisbainus on a big way. And I was thinking about Achus Hayamim and the Kiya Shaifa of the Gula and the Nidochim. But we always need to look introspectively into ourselves. There are many, many things that we don't do. And Baruch Hashem, on the practical level, we don't do it. But much deeper down, we think, you know, it really would be a much more pleasant life if we could do it, if we would do it. But Akash Baruch said, he knows what he's saying, and so on and so forth. We ke'ilu emotionally, mentally divorce right and wrong from pleasant, not pleasant. It says, Jocher Dachin Noyam doesn't mean Paskin always what comes to you easily, obviously. It means the mitzvahs really flow with the flow of the person. Hashem Baruch Hu created a person and created a mitzvah, or vice versa, he created a mitzvah first and then a person. That's part of his mitzvahs. And and if a person, as long as a person feels, you know, I really, really, if I would have cheated, I would be a lot better off. But you know, Hashem Baruch Hu said, there's rewards in Gan Eden, and there's punishments, and who says the money can stay. All of those cheshbonos are lacking in a much more fundamental belief and understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what is Tzivuyim. A person needs to believe in it, that doing anything with Ra, so yes, the chair, it may take a while for the chair to break, but the chair is breaking under the weight. That's what's happening. The one who made the chair is telling me that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Gneva and Niuf and Lashon Hara and all these things are not good. We hear it as being not permissible with consequences, outside consequences to back it. But we need to hear it as being a description of the reality of the way things are. And it's difficult because we don't see that. The chair breaking, the 350-pound person plopped down in the chair, and the chair is doing well, and he has a content smile on his face, and everything's good. When the chair breaks an hour later, it's not a punishment for having disobeyed. It's reality coming out full flesh, and it's been happening all the time. We should be seicher this Rosh Hashanah, first of all, to be mechazik the shayfa matan Torah, and to and to keep the Tziva Hashem and Dvar Hashem, and that's certainly the Aleph, the easiest for us. It's something that we need to be mechazik always, but we also need to hear the echo of the shayfa gadol. And shayfa gadol is not just this grand scene where everybody comes running and makes aliyah and so on. The shayfa gadol is that to restore to the Bria the sense of mitzias that Torah is, that whenever we come to a place that it says you may not, we need to be mitargamet you cannot. In those places where the Torah says you have to, we will say you must. If I don't do it, then I'm depriving myself of Chaim. I need to think of it that way. I need to hear of it that way. This is the emes, the bria, that's being misgala. So we should be zeicher this Rosh Hashanah to blow the shayfa, to hear the shayfa cotton, matan Torah, to do right, to do good, and so on, and to hear the echoes of, and at least to be mechazik. Like Aruchal says, every year we build it a little more, to be mechazik ourselves more and more, the understanding that Torah and mitzvahs are the mitzvahs, that accord what the mitzvahs is. The lo yilecha is anoichi Hashem alekecha. And every year, as we slowly absorb that message and understand it, the shayfa gadol, the shayfa cotton that we blow will trigger the shayfa gadol, and even the people that no amount of tzivuyim could schlep them back to Klal Yisrael, to Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a Metzias, and Yitaka Nebriya, and those that are Nidach Nevad will come back with it.